Yo, yiggity, yo, people. How's it going? How's it hanging today? Before we jump into the episode, I just want to let you guys know, cut my hair, first of all, and I'm feeling sexy. But just to give you guys a heads up, we'll be at Go Bananas on November 16th, which is tomorrow, for an open mic. If you guys are stopping by, I will also be starting up my own open mic on Thursday in Anderson. If you follow me on social media, I have pretty much the post tagged at the top, so you can get the address at 7480 Beachmont Avenue here in Cincinnati, Ohio, Anderson neighborhood at Cedar Reeks Seafood. So please come out, man. Do a little meet and greet, shake some hands, kiss some babies. you know, the good stuff. But yeah, man, like I said, doing the stand-up comedy stuff, telling some jokes, and having a good time doing it, man. But before all that, let's get into the quote today. I'm sorry, before I get into all the what I got going on, let's get into the quote today. And today we have Kobe Bryant, the late great Kobe Bryant. It's crazy to think that it's just crazy to be like, Kobe Bryant is really gone. Like, he's really not with us anymore. And it's just like, I remember watching Kobe. Like, I vividly remember watching Kobe Bryant. 08, right? When they went against the Celtics. Maybe I'm tripping, but I remember, like, the Kobe games. I don't remember much of him playing with Shaq, but with Andrew Bynum and Pau Gasol, like, bro, I remember that vividly and be like, listen, Andrew Bynum is never going to get it together. I remember vividly remembering all that stuff. And, I remember him playing with, like, when they had D'Angelo Russell. I don't know if D'Angelo Russell was, maybe he was. I remember Nick Young and him got into it. But anyway, yeah, man. But, yeah, the quote we got by Kobe Bryant today is, the magic in life is finding what it is that you love. When you find that thing that you love, then life makes sense. And for me, it was basketball. Kobe. So, that's kind of what I was wanting to get into, man. It's just the theme of finding what you love, knowing what you love, and knowing what you want to do. I'm going to sit back here. Because we just be Twilight Zoning, man. And, for me, it was always entertaining. I guess that's that thing, like, it's just something about, I don't know if it's having an audience, like a literal audience, or like knowing I'm talking to somebody, or like making people laugh. Or I don't know what that thing is that I have, but it's definitely a thing that it's that itch that I just can't get off my back. Like, no matter what I've done, no matter where I've been, it's like I've always enjoyed to make people laugh. I've always liked being able to say something and get like a reaction. You know what I mean? And I've always had an ability, like, when I'm on stage, I'm animated. Like, sometimes when I'm gaming, I'm animated. Like, I can get very, very animated, but I can also like tone it down. Like, right now, like, I can be real chill and laid back. And it's just, I wish I knew what that thing was, but whatever it is, that entertainment bug, I know that I have it. Like, even if there was no such thing as, like, internet, or if there was no such thing as, like, comedy or, like, on-stage comedian, like, if we were just, like, completely, I would be, like, I don't know, I'm weird like that, but I think if I didn't have an outlet for it, I would just naturally be talkative and engaging and, like, entertaining. Even though I hate people, but I think it's because I have an outlet for it. So since I had that outlet, I'm allowed to be, like, introverted and, like, I don't like people and I don't have to go out and stuff like that. I mean, but it's crazy to think about, yo. Like, it manifested at a young, because at first I really didn't know what it was. Like, I'm not going to act like now that I'm, you know, that I'm the age I am. I'm not going to let y'all know because I'm old as hell. Come see my act, I say my age. It's not like that I found this out, like, first day. Like, I was like, you know what? I know exactly what I'm going to be into. And, like, it manifested at a young age. Those who would follow my career is, like, hip-hop at first. And I still do hip-hop. I still write. I still record. I still do plan on putting out another project. So, the hip-hop isn't going to stop anytime soon. It's just not my main focus anymore, especially with the comedy stuff, like, ramping up. Meeting people in the city. Like, meeting other comedians. Like, the hip-hop scene here, as far as from what I experienced, I'll just say my experiences was not a positive experience. I mean, it wasn't a negative experience. It just wasn't a, like, okay, every week I got a show, I'm getting paid for this. Like, revenue was coming in pretty consistently. Revenue was always sparse. I always had a hard time getting booked somewhere. There wasn't like a free show, or there wasn't like a open mic type of thing. And like, after a while it wears on you. It's like I love doing music with me and my friends, but some people are just stuck up. Like, that's why the comedy thing is so easy for me. And not easy for me, I don't want to say easy, but transitioning over to it was easier than people who are just getting into comedy for the first time, because I'm used to being on stage. I'm used to talking to people. I'm used to like the process of sitting down and writing, and like, hey, I need to pour out this entire idea, or let me go back and edit this, or strike through, or the first version isn't going to be the best version. It's like an idea I already had in my head, like rapping. Like, it's like, yo, it's more performative than it is written. So I already knew there had to be a performance to it. And like, going to all these open mics and seeing like other people, this is a tangent, of course, because y'all know that's what I do, is tangents all day long. And going to these open mics, you really see people who, how can I say this? You see people that are trying this out for the first time, and it's like, dude, you have a genius writing gift. But like, it's people who aren't seasoned. I guess that's the way to say it. And I'm not seasoned at all. I don't want to sound like it is, because I still mess up on my timing, and my pace, because I was listening to myself the other day. But like, feel like I have a leg up, just for the simple fact that I'm familiar with, like, I can pull a lot of stuff over from hip hop into the comedy thing, and it lets me be level, it lets me be grounded, because I had such a solid foundation starting out. So it's like, yes, I'm familiar with the idea of writing out a joke, and like the formula that you use to write out a joke, and how to milk everything out of a joke, and what you do and what you don't want, edit it in, and the flow and the stop and the go. It reminds me so much of hip hop, and maybe that's what I'll title it, is like loving hip hop. Maybe that Kobe Bryant loving hip hop. I know people gonna hate that one, but yeah, man, like that's real. Like, loving hip hop. Like, I like that. Like, I just the idea of, like, what I learned in the hip hop rap stuff is what I can take to this next stage, this next level of my career. Because, like I said, the hip hop ain't going nowhere. I love music too much to ever give up on the music. But, people mess with what they want to mess with. And, I've been doing hip hop music for like years now. And, like I say, sparse shows. Most money I've ever made in a day was from a hip hop show, though. I will say that. That was, I won't, yeah, that was good amount of money. That was by far the most money I've ever, like, in one night. And that's probably why I pursued music for so long, is because it was $1,500, about $1,500 that me and my bandmate made in a night. And I was like, this is just for four. Like, the show was like 4 hours, and I was like, bro, 4 hours and we getting this money? Like, bro, if we could just multiply this times seven and do this every week, and then we do it for 52 weeks, oh, bro, we'll be in the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the illogics of somebody chasing that life. It's like, oh, well, since we got this show, the rest of them will clearly fall into place like this. You know what I mean? But that didn't happen at all. But like I said, the more that I fell in love with it, the more that I learned, and the more that I learned, the more I fell in love. And it was just like a continual spiral and spiral. And it was just like, bro, at some point I gotta leave I gotta leave the woman alone. I gotta leave. She don't love me back. You know what I'm saying? But still decent rep. Everything you own, through Spotify and get distribution and all that crap. Like, you make a decent amount of money, but I'm not caking enough where I can be like, yo, this is can be my main source of revenue. I mean, that's why I started the YouTube channel. And it's just funny, because all of this is like, that's why I'm thinking that I'm not gonna have a name change. I think my handle is always gonna be Anonymous Rap Guy, because I'm always gonna love hip hop and rap. I don't know if I'll ever reference it in my music though. So that'll be curious. Oh, excuse me. is if I'll ever actually use hip hop in my comedy stand up. Because the other thing that I realized, which I guess I didn't really think about it, is, bro, comedy, the comedy scene is so much more inviting. It's crazy. Like, it really blew my mind to be like, there's no way these people are this nice. Like, they try to set me up. They try to do something with me. I got to carry that thing with me just in case. And it's just like, it's been all love. Like, it's just too, it's coming, like, I was sitting with the guy I'm going to be hosting the open mic with on the 18th. Please come through and see us. Me and him were talking, and he was asking me about, like, what I'm into, what I like to do, the type of energy that I have, and things like that. And I was just like, dude, I come over from the hip-hop world. I was signed for a short period of time. I had a manager for a short period of time. I was trying to get as deep in as I could, but, you know, I hit a plateau level of some kind, and, you know, I don't want to say that I got frustrated, but it was to the point where I was like, I can either, I don't know, it might have been foolish pride. Maybe that was it, where I was just like, I ain't going to ask nobody with no help, because of the energy that I guess I was getting back. I don't know why I had that type of energy, but I've always been the one to reach out to people and to send emails and to, like, I have no problem. The last thing I'm worried about is getting a no. That's always been something that I've never really cared about. It's like, okay, if you say no, you know, it is what it is. I'm not going to, you know, woman tears me down, I'm not going to disrespect her. I'm not going to come out crazy. It's like, okay, a no is a no is a no. Like, I'll be fine. I'll survive. Like, I'm not really tripping like that. But yeah, it's just like the comedy side is just like, the worst thing that happens is a no. Somebody gets offended by a joke and wants to fight you. Like, bro, I don't know if I've ever told the story, but I've went to a rap show, performed with the homies, and then this is back when, I ain't even gonna get no area, back when, you know, homie of mine had an apartment above a place, I'm trying to be vague, and so we went back to his apartment, and it was me, him, this other group that's dope as heck, and then the cousin of the guys in the group was there, and, you know, random chicks and whatever, a couple random people that I've never seen before, but, you know, it's, you know, we doing a daggone thing, if you know what I'm saying. So we sitting around, puffing, and, yeah, dude just out of nowhere, the cousin just out of nowhere is like, yeah, I saw the way they were staring at y'all on stage, like, loud as hell, and I was like, because it was, like, pretty chill, like, we puffing, we sipping, we, you know, just sitting around talking, being sociable, like, having a good time, not like, the party ain't crazy, where it's just, like, low music, like, people sitting on the couch, people, rolling up, they doing a little bit of everything, packing, and, you know what I'm saying, packing bowls and stuff, and we just sitting around talking, having a good time, and then all of a sudden, you just hear this in the corner of the sound, like, yeah, I saw the way that was looking at y'all on the stage, and I was like, just got the chicken face, like, bruh. Like, I just was like, what? And I look over, and he's just eyes bloodshot red. I don't know if he did lie, I don't know what he did, I have no idea what homie did, but he was just pissed, and I was like, okay, and he just like, yeah, if they wanted the problem, I had to burn it for him, and then he threw it on the table, bro, bullets came out, bro. Like, slammed the gun on the table, it was like a little revolver, and I guess I don't know how guns work, okay, the guns that I have is just a simple little, the 4.5, just a simple little loaded, pull the trigger, everybody dead, okay, everybody's gun, okay, but yeah, he had a revolver, and he slammed it on the table, and I guess a bullet or something came out. I don't know what the motherfucker did. I don't know if it was an old gun or what the fuck it was. So a little bullet, the bullets was loose. I was like, and that's it for me. I was like, I don't know if he didn't close it all the way. I don't know what the point was of slamming the gun on the table, and then the bullets fall out the back. I don't know what he was doing, okay? So I'm like, yo, I'm going to just go ahead and leave, okay? Like, oh man, you just fool, and I'm like, yeah, but he clearly owns something, like, whether it's liquor, drug, whatever, he has owned something. He is bad as hell, and he has a gun that he clearly does not know how to handle. Y'all know him, and y'all rock with him, that's your boy, but this can go way way too many ways. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna just go ahead and get out of here. And I mean, they were cool about it. They're like, all right, man, you know, get out, you know, we'll catch you another time. We'll shake hands. But that was it for me, bro. Like, I'm not about to put this in my life. Like, bro, you got a freaking gun that you just toting and waving. And then fights galore. It was at a hip hop show, but it had nothing to do with the hip hop. It was just a friend of mine that was an asshole. That was just would not stop hitting on this girl. Like, bro, she was with her man. And I'm like, the dude was like, bruh, you being disrespectful. And I'm like, yeah, you are being disrespectful. Like, you know when you got to tell your friend, like, bro, like, you are, like, you my boy, but you being real, like, this is clearly her man. Like, his hands are on her hips, and she is leaning into him. Like, that is clearly, clearly they are together. And he, yo, you got a fat ass. And I'm just saying, real disrespectful. I'm like, bro. One time, I'm like, hey, man, my friend is drunk. He is stupid. He is acting dumb. Let's just get away. Let us just go on this side of the place, okay? Hip-hop show is over, letting out. You know, people leaving. The other people settling in the bar from the stage area. So we just chilling. This fool just going, she still got a fed it. I don't. At that point, what can I do? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to break up the situation, okay? The situation was diffused. I'm going back over here to see what's happening in this stratosphere. And then you just still got a fat ass, though. Bro, whole body just. whole body just. And I was just like, He looked at me like, put his hands up like, bro, this is who I am. And it just jumped on dude. And I was like, what? First, you say that about his girl's butt, and then you jump on him? Like, I don't even know what happened. Like, at this point, you just got to go, I don't know what the bad's about. Like, you just start speaking the baby language. Like, I broke up the fight. I walked away. He stood, still got disrespectful, and then jumped on the dude who didn't even start nothing. And I was like, why? Why is this my life? I didn't have to do it. I'm like, look, that's they squabble. That's I don't know what happened. I honestly don't. That was the last time I was spoken to. I have not seen him since. For all I know, he opened up a rabbit hole, wormhole and got teleported into the fifth dimension. I have no idea what happened to him. I haven't really followed him on Facebook, so it's not like we was homies. We ran track together. Yes, I used to run track. I know this. Don't let the stomach fool you now, okay? I used to get it in, okay? In that exact pose. So I haven't seen him since then. I hope you're good out there, homie. I hope you know, if you see this, reach out to your boy. We got to do drinks again. Oh, man. And dude was small, too. Like, he was like, I think he was like 5'5". I think he's like, standing on his tiptoes and shoes, he's like 5'5". And just a ball of rage, bro. Hilarious guy. Cocky. One of them cocky jerks, but hilarious guy. Great dude. I'd fight with him. I definitely would. Like, I don't want to paint the picture that I wouldn't fight with. He was great, great guy. Obnoxious and, you know, arrogant. But obnoxious people get a bad rap. You know, to a certain extent, I'm arrogant. Okay? I'm a little cocky. So we ain't going to act like, you know, people's out here in these streets perfect. Okay? Nobody perfect. But cocky people get a bad rap. Because I feel like you need to come with that kind of energy sometimes. Like, I'm great, all right? I'm going to be great. Now, if you just say that and you're not doing nothing about being great, like, if you're not following the steps, then, you know, then you're trash. You know what I mean? You can't just say, hey, I'm going to be great and then not hold yourself to Kobe standards. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, like, coming full circle, like, Kobe was like, look, I want rings, I want championships, I want accolades, I want all-stars, I want MVPs, I want greatness, okay? I want to lock a shut a person down. I want everything that this landscape Hall of Fame. I want all of it, okay? All of it. That's what Kobe said. So if you're gonna call yourself great, you know, faith without works is dead. Ain't that how the saying go? For my church folk out there, you can't just be like, oh, I'm great, and then not be great. Like, that's why, you know, people been asking me, like, dang, you really been hitting a lot of open mics. Like, yeah, I have to. I listen to Keon Poley and Lil Duval and Kev on Stage and Carlos Miller and Bill Burr to Dave Chappelle, and it's just like, yo, you gotta hit the stage. Especially if you wanna fine tune this and you wanna take this serious. Like with my hip hop stuff, like I took that serious. Like I was writing verses every day. Like Joey Diaz, like he makes a comment where he says, like, yo, you need to sit down and write every morning for just an if it's nothing but like you need to not even just you can't just improvise this. You have to set up aside like 1 hour of you just writing. And then, you have a couple days, maybe you write for 3 or 4 days straight. And then on the fifth and sixth day, you edit down what you have. And then on the seventh day, you should be rehearsing what you have. And then you should be doing that. Every week, you should have at least 4 or 5 new minutes of material, whether it's good or bad. Well, all you can do is have the attempt of writing 4 or 5 new minutes, and then you perform it. And maybe people like it, maybe they don't. Maybe you tweak it a little bit more and edit it down, like, oh, they like this, and expand on this, and, punch this up here and do that. Whatever that is. It's like that's the process, but you need to be constantly working on new material. And I'm not gonna say I write every single day, but I definitely take the approach of like when the inspiration strikes me. Well, not even just the inspiration, because I do try to force myself to write, but especially when the inspiration strikes me, I try to flush that out as much as I can, because whatever it is. You cannot, I don't know why, but you cannot bottle inspiration. You cannot bottle motivation. It just, sometimes it strikes, sometimes it hits, and you have got to strike while the fire is hot. You know what I mean? Or the oil is hot, or whatever this freaking saying is. I forget how it goes. But what I'm saying is, when you feel inspired enough to like write or to do something or to execute, you execute in that moment. They call it I think they said it takes 5 seconds to talk yourself out of something. Like when you have the idea, I should work out, then, well, I know. Do it. Start the motion of doing the workout. Because if you don't, you'll talk yourself out of it. So that's the same way I do with like when inspiration strikes. I'm like, I need to grab pen and paper. Doesn't matter. I got a cell phone. I'm like, I need to start writing right now. I need to flush out this idea. Like, I can't say, well, I'll just come back. I'll write that one idea down and I'll come back to it a little bit later. It's like, no, I need to sit down, flush out this idea as completely and utterly as I can, and then I can always take stuff out. Like, and I can always edit down, but you want to flush. I love flushing out the entire idea, and then trying like performing it. Like, you got to go through the one take, in your mirror to see how it flows. But then, like, I don't like that. Take that out. But yeah, I mean, to my young creators out there, like that's my a suggestion of mine that I've learned along the way of like creating and trying to share content and create more content is just when that inspiration strikes, milk it for everything you can in that moment, because you don't know when it's going to strike again and you don't know if it's going to strike in the same way. Like sometimes you might have an idea, you write it down, you come back to it the next day or even in a couple hours later and you're like, what the hell was I thinking about? Like, what was I thinking about in this moment? Like, bologna cheese egg grate. I don't even know. Was the egg with the bologna grate? Or was I grating the bologna? I don't like sometimes if you don't execute in that moment, it just escapes your brain. Like it just that idea is just gone. Like the most frustrating thing is forgetting something that you forgot. Like it's like if you it's not remembering, you don't remember. Or like sometimes you'll have like the idea like, oh man, I needed to do something today. But if you just never had, if you never even had the idea of remembering that you were supposed to do something, that's, man, that's crazy. Sorry, I had to sit myself back on that one. But, yeah, man, just be great. Just execute. I know we come a full circle. Be like Kobe. Execute. So yeah, man, I'm hitting up stages, I'm hitting up shows, I'm punching up jokes, I'm trying to do everything I can to be great at this comedy thing. And I don't know how great I'm gonna actually be, because it's kind of like in order to be great, why well, man, great then I gotta be great. Well, shout out Lizzo. I don't know. You just gotta put it all out there, man. I don't know, because Mike Tyson I thought was great, Ali was great, Floyd Mayweather is also great, and I feel like you have to appreciate and study the greats before you. So I don't know. I don't know if somebody like me coming from the hip hop world. Well, Apple's never gonna be the greatest rapper, so I don't know. Last thing, like, you know, I don't. Maybe that's my problem, is that, like, if I aim for the top spot, I'll be depressed. Or maybe because I mean, I should aim for the top spot. I should. Because that you have to look, your competition has to be the ones that are doing the greatest, not the ones who are doing worse than you. That's why I don't subscribe to the idea of, like, talking down to people or, like, being trash to individuals, like, just because they're working a certain job. Like, if the person's trash, treat them like trash. Don't get me wrong. Like, if somebody's being a jerk, like, bro, you're like, your job is to sweep the floor. Like, don't freaking spit in my face. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're trash. Like, that's the one thing that I do hate. I hate when people have, like, certain ideas of how they think someone is going to treat them, and then they treat you like crap because they think you think they're crap because they have a certain job. It's like, bro, I was on your side, bro. We were all rooting for you, bro. Like, and then they do something disrespectful or stupid, and it's just like, come on, bro. Like, seriously? Seriously. Like, I was, I don't know why this comes to mind, but I remember I had out back in high school, I was coming out of an English teacher's class, and I left my jacket because we were, like, doing stuff, like, we were it, okay, let me set this up better. I'm sorry. In high school, English class, we went there. If we have to do a play, coming in and out, going on the stage to practice, left my jacket in English room. Okay, let's start from there. So, left my jacket in the English room. Going back and forth to the stage because we were practicing, and, like, grabbing stuff from her room. So, I say, oh, I leave my jacket in her room. Come out, come back. I'm like, oh, the door's locked. Janitor's walking away. Clearly, this man can open the door. Hey, janitor, would really appreciate it, man, if you could just, open the door. It must have closed or something behind me. We'd really appreciate it. Everyone else is in there. I just need this open real quick. Please, open the door for me. He said, hey, well, your teacher should have the gate. Okay, we can't have the people running in and out of the class. Now, granted, I'm a teenager, so, maybe he thought I'd need to learn the rules, but I'm like, you got the key right on your waist, bro. Just open the damn. I just opened the classroom door. Like, it just. We don't have to make this a thing. Okay? Let me get my. I see my cup back there now. Let me grab it real quick. Couldn't even see it. See, I'm looking at the thing that's looking at the thing. But I'm like, bro, you got the keys right there. Just. I don't want to have to go back in there to the stage and walk past the peoples and get the key from her. When the door is right there and you got the key around your waist. Now, I can verify that my jacket is right there, sir. So please, would you just open the door? But, I had to slap him. Like, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I didn't slap him. I ended up going back getting the key and, getting it. But it's like, bro, why are you being so standoffish? Like, I'm clearly a student. Like, I'm not trying to get over on you. Like, I'm like, just open the door. I understand places have rules. Don't get me wrong. I understand that places have strict guidelines and strict ideas of what you should and shouldn't be able to do. Because if you don't, some people's job, you national security, you don't secure something somewhere, now the president ain't got no leg. You know what I'm saying? So I understand. I understand the need for following the rules. You know what I'm saying? You don't batten down the hatch. Now the whole cargo is in the Pacific Ocean, so I get it. But, bro, you can't open the door for a kid trying to get some papers in a jacket, a little bit of props on the side, bro. I just want to keep the door open. I don't know if he closed the door. Maybe I did let it slide behind. Maybe that's my fault. But still, bro, you got the keys. I'm looking right at you, fam. Why we got to be against each other is my question. Why we got to be against each I can't believe y'all let me talk for 30 minutes, man. It's been 29 minutes of me just rambling on and on and on about how to be great, how to be like Kobe Bean Bryant. Oh, double triple OG. Double triple OG. All you can want to do is be great, man. That's all any of us can really do is just do our damnedest and our best to make a name for ourselves. To sip on that yak like none other have sipped on it before. To eat delicious burgers, French fries, all day long. But yeah, man. 16th, your boy will be at Go Bananas. 18th, I will be at Anderson at Cedric's. And then every Thursday moving forward, your boy will be hosting with Hale. So come on out, fam. Yeah, I'm gonna get on off here. I mean, I don't know if I, stayed on topic or stayed good, but the moral of the story is this. Do what you love and love what you do. Okay? Most of the time, our loves and passions don't pay the bills. Okay? Sometimes things align perfectly and you have a love for math and you get to be, in a math field. Maybe that's engineering or accounting or maybe math teacher. But sometimes you get stuck in fast food. Okay? I hated working in fast food. But it brought in some money, so I did it. Wasn't even fast food. It was a food stand in Kings I don't know if I said Kings Island, I'll say it. It was working there. And they got like the best coast. I don't care. I'm Skyline. They got like the best skyline in the city. Like, if you ever go to Kings Island, hit up the Gold Star Chili in there and hit up I mean, I keep saying Gold Star. The Skyline Chili in there and hit up the La Rosa's, okay? It will blow your toes off, okay? I don't know what they putting in there, but it's delicious, okay? It's about $25 for a cheese cone. But listen to what I'm telling you. Now you gonna pay. All right, we ain't gonna lie to the peoples, okay? Hey, you gonna put something on it, all right? Might pay a lot, but you gonna pay, all right? But something about that amusement park food, man. I don't know what it is. I don't know what they doing with that. I don't know what they doing with that. But that peanut oil, I mean, that amusement, I mean, they do cooking in peanut oil, most of it. At least when I was working there. But they know how to hook it up, bro. You be like, yeah, let me get that cheese cone, Put like half a mortgage on that cheese coney, and bro, it'd be so good. They're expensive, okay? You get a crate there, you balling. You want to show a woman you balling? Don't take it to Ruth Chris, okay? Don't do none of that. Don't take her nowhere like that. You want five star dining? Take her ass to Kings Island. Get a 10 cheese coney. Hey, girl, put the onions and the mustard on that. That listen, head will blow off her shoulder. Oh, okay, I don't know if they charge like Disney, but damn near they need to. I mean, it's close. Shoot, go up there and put a freaking. This is a delicious pop, by the way. I said I gave up pop last podcast, and then I'm drinking it on this one. I'm the hypocrite of the hypocrites. Listen, okay, listen to me. All right, listen to me. Did you hear me? Because I said it. Listen to me. All right, listen to what I said before. It didn't come back right here and tell me what I said earlier. The past is real, people. I don't know why y'all tuned into my shenanigans. I really wish I could understand. I am stupid, okay? I am an imbecile. And y'all tune in. And I just be like, listen, I love y'all, okay? I love y'all. Because I'd be talking to myself, all right? If this wasn't being recorded, I'd be having the same conversation with my puppy, okay? And he's asleep, okay? He can't deal with me no more. Rocket look at me like, this brother's still talking. Yes, Rocket. I speak tokens, okay? But I love him. And I hope he loves him. I'll be smacking the microphone. Y'all, I know y'all heard that. Look, let me put this down. Because last time, all you heard was the dog slapping and slobbing. Okay, and now y'all, see, you're being disrespectful, but, yeah, man, be great, do what you can what you do, let me put it in a container so you can store it for later use. Didn't make sense, but I wanted it to. I'm gonna get on off here, man. I appreciate y'all for stopping by. Check out everything I got going on. Check out the music. Check out the comedy. Check out the stand up. Check out everything, man. I'm just trying to branch out and do some new things for 2022. So yeah, I appreciate y'all. I will catch y'all next time. We out. Peace.